Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
Basically, starting out as a Christian, you feel the heart of God, how He loves you and you love Him. The relationship really begins at the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
What is the basic thing I receive? And the basic thing I receive is a free will and power and authority comes in the Holy Spirit to the basic believer. How carefully do we guard those things as precious gifts?
Mm-hmm.
How thankful are we for those three basic precious gifts? And out of that power and free will comes submission. What is submission? That submission is not having something lorded over you. Submission does not create servitude. Well, what does submission create? When we submit one to another, we create agreement.
Right.
And not servitude. Old order, or whatever you want to call it, twisted that to mean servitude. It's coming together in agreement because we both have received. We submit one to another. Where two or more gathered in my name, there I am also.
Right.
Our submission one to another triggers His presence.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it triggers a lot of other things too.
Can I interrupt you a second, Dale? What you're talking about as far as a new Christian and what they receive in salvation, and especially the infilling of the Holy Spirit, which I agree with you, is really the beginning of a walk with God. You know, when you become a new Christian, all you want to do is love God and have God love you. Sometimes, I don't know if this is always true, the older Christians sometimes have a little bit of a crusty Christian type attitude, like, well, now when you grow up, you'll really learn about spiritual warfare. You want to take a new Christian and go, hey, look, just love God. If you go off somewhere off the cliff, I'll let you know. But other than that, just love God,
yes.
Be in the Word, and worship God. I just wish somebody would have been there for me like that,
yeah.
Where
yeah.
I had this infilling of the Holy Spirit, and it was wonderful. You know, and I had such an awesome time of the love of God. I felt the love of God so strong. But what you need is just to be covered and know that you're okay and just spend time with God.
Well, that's my point. God lets us go so far, He'll give us His grace and let us examine where we are struggling or where we have been that might need to be touched up a little bit. It's true that we walk in the Holy Spirit for today, and in His grace, He has let us get all we could for that day. And then He's going to speak to us and say, look, I want to take you deeper into submission. I want to take you deeper into the things that I taught you. I want to tell you more about what it means to have a free will. I want to turn you loose on a new level because you know how to submit one to another.
Mm-hmm.
And the scripture's plain. He gives you meat in due season. The Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread.
Mm-hmm. I think we're talking about the need of the honest ministry of a teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
One like Eli was to Samuel.
Yeah.
You heard a voice. No, it wasn't me. Go back to bed. You heard a voice again four times. Say, here I am, Lord.
Yeah.
That's the teacher. Is teaching somebody how to have their own walk with God, their
right.
own individual relationship with the Father.
Right.
Whatever level they're on, that's what an honest teacher is for, is to raise them up. Let each person come to their own fulfillment, come to their own ministry or whatever it is that God is calling them to be used. And I think that's, you know, going to cover a lot of what both Ron and Dale, you've been saying. And I know Debbie's going to say something too, so.
I'm just going back to my, I keep saying this over and over again. A new Christian is like a young child. When a young child comes into the world, he is not going to be able to do a lot of things. And you try and push something on him or her, they will rebel against you. But you need to guide and direct them, just as a teacher. You need to guide and direct them and protect them and tell them when they're going wrong or tell them when they're going right, and encouraging them and strengthening them. That's all part of what you're talking about, Alan, about being a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
A teacher gives to the student what he needs. A teacher, a good teacher, does not overfill his student with a bunch of stuff, because a good teacher will know that each individual child can handle so much.
Mm-hmm.
That child is where they're supposed to be right now. That where they're at is exactly perfect. And there's no need to do anything else for that child. That right. child is perfect just the way he is right now. Now, as you go in and throughout the year as a teacher, as they grow up and they start to mature, then you direct them accordingly into more. You can open up more to them. Open up more of the word to them. Open up more of the understanding of the presence of the Lord. Opening up more and more as they're growing. Mm-hmm. But a new Christian needs to have a chance to grow up.
A good teacher does not create themselves in their
That's
students.
Right.
They draw each one to be a fulfillment in their own ministry. Elijah did not necessarily teach Elisha to become Elijah again. Elisha had his ministry. Timothy was not Paul in the earth. A representation? Sure, yes. There's that. But they have their own individual ministry that they grew up into, and that is the sign of a good teacher. If you teach a kid math correctly, mm-hmm. and they'll attach themselves, if the teacher loves math, they will cling on to that and love it because their teacher is so excited in how they teach them. That's what a teacher does, is imparts that will to learn, that will to seek the Lord, that will to read the scriptures, because that's where you find what God wants to speak to you about.
New Christians coming in get bombarded with all the, you got to believe this, you got to believe that, you got to believe this. And the thing is that the Holy Spirit has to lead you and has to teach you. Yeah, you can take doctrines, but hold them loosely. It's got to be led by the Spirit for each individual, because your spirit's different than mine. My ministry's different than yours. And what I need right now may not be what you need. We have to listen to the voice of God to find out what we're supposed to be walking in at the time. And that will change. If it doesn't, you better take a good look at yourself, because maybe you're sitting there and just you're not moving, which is one of the most important things of a Christian's life. You have to be moving. And if you're moving, then God will lead you.
If someone comes to you and asks you, what about this? Then be led of the Lord to know whether they're ready for that or not. Because they may not be ready for it. But if they are, be led of the Lord as to what to say to them, because what you say will have an impact.
Mm-hmm.
What you do will have an impact. We have to be led of the Lord. We have to be led of the Holy Spirit in our teaching and in our walking with God.
I'm being more convinced every day that being led by the Spirit is not that hard.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a daily walk, and if you are applying yourself in every way that the Lord's opened up to you, if you're applying yourself, you're going to be led.
Yeah.
Yep.
We've made this being led by the Spirit this super mystical spiritual thing.
It's not.
It's just not that.
It's not.
I feel like God is so available.
Yes.
And so wanting to lead his people. And all they have to do is apply themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Just apply themselves every day. Open up, pray, look to the Lord, talk to him, get into the word, whatever method you do, worship, whatever thing he's taught you to do to get into his presence, you just do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On a consistent basis, and you're going to be led, probably way beyond your own knowledge and awareness, but you're still being led. The thing that we're talking about here that is we're talking about the heart of a shepherd.
Yes.
A true shepherd.
Yes.
I think that's where many, 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 many Christians, maybe thousands, maybe even millions, have been ripped off. If they've not been under a true shepherd that truly loved them. Because
mm-hmm.
if you truly love somebody and you're not trying to lord it over them, you're not trying to be the big ministry, you're not trying to be somebody, you just love the person and you just want to help them. That's it. It's not that complicated. But if you have that motivation, then again, as a teacher, you'll be led mm-hmm. to how to minister correctly to the sheep,
right.
if you have that type of heart.
Go back to the fact that of a young Christian, right, as the from a child's perspective, let's put it that way, we don't know what we're doing yet.
Right.
For those of us here, we've been around a few years. We've been taught a lot, both good and bad. But if you think about it from the side of a young, fresh, new Christian, they don't know if they're hearing from
right.
the Spirit or not.
Right.
And I think that's where a shepherd or a teacher comes into play to help them.
Yes.
You teach them to wait on the Lord. And if the Lord speaks to them, try it. You know, we simplify it and say, you know, he's going to tell you to go out and turn right. That's wonderful. Go try it. The worst thing that's going to happen is going to take you a couple extra minutes
yeah.
to get wherever you're going. It doesn't matter. It doesn't hurt anything. If you do it, it's the activity, the action that makes it become real.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is an action. And faith comes by hearing. And when you hear and you act on it, then it becomes solid. It's there, you know, that you can sink your teeth into it. But let's just say a young person is dating another young person, a gal. Guy's dating a gal and he wants to get married. Well, that would be something to submit and ask them to pray about with you over that. I don't think, like Dale was talking earlier, it's not a subjection thing where they're going to tell you, no, I don't think you should marry this person because. It's not that at all. You want them to pray with you. Is it in the Lord's will? Is this where he's leading us? And get a common witness in that to be supportive.
Yes, yes.
Alan, can I interrupt you
a second
about that? Because I hear that differently than I used to.
Yeah.
When I come to somebody and ask them to pray about something, I'm not looking for their witness. I'm not looking for
no
them to tell me yay, nay, or all that. That's the opposite of what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm looking for is their faith. I'm looking
yes.
for their support, their faith, their blessing, because what they're doing is they're holding me up so that I can get a witness, because I have to get a clear witness
correct
in my own spirit first, and then the Lord will confirm that witness. But if they become the amen, yay, nay type thing, that's what we call hierarchy. That's what we call lording it over your faith.
Yes.
And that's not where we're going And that's the thing we're breaking, actually, because we're setting people free to actually have a walk with God and then be a covering for that walk.
Mm-hmm.
Just being and covering to me means you're praying for me so that I can get a clear heaven to hear from the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, now when I get my witness, I may come back and say, well, I've got a witness from the Lord. Do you? Or you could confirm it or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, it's different.
Yeah. If it's not real in the first place, that's where you need that support to make it, to help make it real. Don't tell me yes or no in whether or not I should date this gal.
Right.
Tell me how to ask the Lord for a true leading witness, whatever you want to call it. What does the Lord say about this thing? You know, the scripture talks about not being unequally yoked. Well, as a young person, how do you know if you're equally yoked or not? How do you find that out? Of course, what we're talking about is the leading of the Lord and teaching people how to recognize and understand what a leading of the Lord is. And when you're very young, you don't necessarily know that. And so you have to have someone help you to learn that.
Right.
God loosed those teachers, those shepherds, the hearts of those who would help people in their walk with God and not lord over anybody. The one thing about all of those ministries, as Dale has always said many a time, is they're servants first.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.